Well, just as the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic Orchestra tunes up during the dress rehearsal here at the Portland Civic Hall, I'm in the foyer with Graeme Firth, the director of tonight's Discovery Symphony and the director of Musical Nelk. Graeme, there's more than 100 musicians and singers on stage at the moment here at Portland. Who's up there?
But we've got the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic Orchestra, of course, which is the oldest orchestra in Australia. And we've got the Musical Nelk Festival Singers, which is made up of singers from the Box Hill Chorale, Musical Nelk singers in Portland, and we've got three singers from Millicent Choral Society in South Australia.
Now, just in the background, we can hear Dindy Vaughan, the composer of tonight's symphony, just go through some of the words he's written for the piece. How long has this process taken?
Oh, I started to think about it 4 years ago, but then I guess really we picked it up in the beginning of 2006 when we invited Dindy to write the symphony for us.
And I think it's remarkable that symphonies throughout history have been commissioned by wealthy benefactors, by royalty, by the church. I've not heard of a symphony commissioned by a community.
Well, no, but it was something that needed to be done. And Musical Nelk is a music group, or an organisation, I guess, that involves the community in music with professionals. And thus members of the local community can actually get into performance with the Royal Melbourne Phil and have a work composed by a very, very competent composer, a great musician, Dindy. And the beauty of Dindy is that she's also an environmentalist and she's walked the walk.
Did you have an expectation of what the work would be when you commissioned Dindy to write it?
Sort of, but not, I guess, Jared, we didn't get what we thought we were going to get insofar as the intensity of the work and the way that it relates to the Great Southwest Walk, to the four parts of the walk, the sea, the cliffs, the river, and the forest. And this is, as you hear it performed tonight, you'll quite easily see where this fits in, where it all fits in. Peter Corbett's visuals, which, as you know, Peter is an internationally acclaimed photographer, and his visuals, together with the music, is going to allow people who've never walked the walk, who've never seen it, never been there, they will be able to experience it through the visuals of Peter Corbett and the wonderful sound of the Royal Melbourne Phil, Musical Nelk Festival Singers, and Dindy Vaughan's composition.
Now I have a Portland resident, Lorel Jasper, with me, standing here in the foyer of the Portland Civic Hall, just while going through the dress rehearsal of the Discovery Symphony. Lorel, is it true that 6 months ago you were a local singer in a production of Cats, and now you find yourself at an international premiere of a symphony?
Yes, that is true, yes. Cats was actually my first involvement with Musical Nelk, and it was fantastic, had an absolute ball doing that. And Joy and Graeme invited me along to join the choir for this world premiere of the Great Southwest Walk for the symphony, and it's been a fantastic journey. Joy actually made me promise that I'd go to at least 3 rehearsals before I decided yay or nay, and I'm really glad that she did that, because after the first one I thought, crikey, I'm way out of my depth here. But with their support, with the support of the more experienced people in the choir, it's been an awesome experience.
What's it like singing with a full symphony?
It has been an awesome experience, I must admit. Once we put it all together at our first rehearsal in Melbourne just last weekend, it brought tears to my eyes when I met Dindy. I mean, there's lots of dreams coming true here at the moment, and it's fantastic to be a part of it.
Do you have a favourite part? It's a 4-part symphony. It takes you all around the Great Southwest Walk. Is there a particular movement that moves you the most?
The first movement is my favourite. It's very powerful, very passionate. The volcanic volcanoes erupting around Bridgewater Coast.
Andrew Wales has worked with orchestras around Australia and around the world, as well as being the conductor for the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic Orchestra. He's been the driving force in bringing this group of professional musicians and community singers together for this moment.
It's quite a rare thing for a new Australian symphony, let alone a new Australian choral symphony, let alone a new Australian choral symphony written for a particular place and performed in that place.
How does it feel for you as a conductor? Do you feel like you're walking in the steps of history somewhat?
I was going to say it's a bit like giving birth. It's exciting. It's also, you obviously have a huge feeling of responsibility on your shoulders because you're aware of the thousands of hours and thousands of dollars of hard work and sweat and toil and tears and local sponsorship and government support that's gone into this, let alone the hundreds and hundreds of hours that the singers have spent learning it. It's a very hard piece of music. This is not a sing-along piece. This is a really serious, intellectual, deep, meaningful and difficult classical symphony. And quite frankly, when I first saw the score, I suggested that it was too difficult for amateur singers to perform, let alone the orchestra. Given that we only had limited time to rehearse together and we had these distances and I could only bring a small orchestra, Dindy has stretched everybody and it's a tough piece. But, you know, when I hear it come to fruition and I see the singers singing it, I said to them this afternoon, congratulations on nailing it. You know, they've learnt it, they've done it, and I think everyone's going to be blown away by this piece of music tonight.
More than two decades ago, Bill Golding and Sam Bruton set out to begin constructing the Great Southwest Walk. More than 250 kilometres of walking trails built and maintained ever since by an army of volunteers. For tonight, Bill was singing with the choir while Sam was in the audience.
Sam, 25 years ago, you set off on this mission to build the Great Southwest Walk. This man here, Bill Golding, you're in the audience. What did you think of the music?
I thought the whole night was fantastic. The music was marvellous. And the visuals were out of this world. And the composer and the conductor should be congratulated. In fact, the Melbourne Philharmonic also, but everything was so nice. The choir, everything was terrific. Box Hill Choir and the local choir all together made a terrific rendition and put the ideas of the walk that we had originally into sound and sight. And it was marvellous.
How does it feel that both of you, you've spent 25 years building, constructing, walking this 250-kilometre series of walking trails, and now it's evoked in music? Bill, you were singing it. What was it like?
Well, it was a very exhilarating experience. Probably anyone close to me could have seen the look on my face, of course. That music really captures the spirit, as Sam said. And, of course, the walk, as Sam designed it anyway in the first place, is in itself a symphonic experience, you see, because you've got four distinct environments, and each one a powerful emotional thing, but each one distinct, and you progress from one to the other. But to actually now have it happen in full musical form, believe me, it's absolutely wonderful.
This symphony is going to be played again in Fed Square in a couple of weeks' time. Would you like to see this music travel?
We'd like to see it go everywhere, of course. The greatest fear of anybody when they commission a symphony is that someone will stuff the thing in a drawer and never open that drawer again. Now, at least it has one more life in a fortnight, and all we need now then is some other choirs to take courage to sing this difficult music. But look, it can be done, because we had people here singing tonight who have never sung in a choir before, and they're absolutely excited about it and delighted about it, and I think this is a great thing.